10, in section 4, paragraph, section 4, paragraph 4, so this is talking about Kriyashma, the Derech Hashem's world, Amchal's world, very, very, very deep, and gives a whole Hakdamah in the first two paragraphs of paragraph 430. gets to a point. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, Echad, means he is the only thing that really exists. Everything else, it's not just there's one Hashem, but he's the only thing that objectively exists. Everything else exists only according to his Ratzon. Everything else can only accomplish what he wills it to accomplish. Everything else is limited to what Hashem's Ratzon is. This is both in terms of things that exist and also events that occur. He allows evil to exist because he allows free will, and also the shleimus of Hashem Echad will be that Hashem is the master over everything, is actually brought out with more clarity and with more emphasis and with more clarity when there's evil, and that evil is overcome. The evil exists because of two reasons, because of free will and because that is Hashem's game plan. This is elaborated on at length in Das Tvunos. That's basically, that's a another sefer that Ramchal wrote. Das Tvunos is basically 80 to 90% about that. That so evil exists first of all as a result of what man does. It also exists so that mankind should overcome evil and ultimately, when it's overcome and conquered. Again, that emphasizes the degree to which Hashem Echad. Because things look bad, things look like they're Hashem is hiding himself. Hashem's hiding himself is the way, the technical way that evil exists. There's Or Ponim, Or Ponecha. Hashem's face, so to speak, is facing us, and that's light and good, and all things good. And when he hides himself, when he, it's not really hiding, it's more like we said, the window with the mud on it, that the light doesn't shine through. So that's how evil exists. But what it, ultimately, what we're searching for is shleimus to be reached. We're looking for the ultimate unity of Hashem, the ultimate recognition and realization. Unity meaning that Hashem is all that there is, and Hashem allowed the evil to exist, and then we'll see and understand everything. In day, as he says, there's day and there's night. That's how the whole world is divided into day and night, both in Tzvah HaShemayim, in the Kochavim, in the Malachim, there's day and night. So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, he says in paragraph 1, is making this statement. It really is like saying, Bayom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echad, Shema Echad. It's sort of a sophisticated elaboration on the way Rashi explains the pasuk simply in Chumash. Rashi doesn't talk much. He just says Shema Yisrael, Hashem, who is now Elokeinu, La'asid Lavo will be Hashem Echad in the eyes of the whole world. That's a chiddush, you know. That's not the regular way of learning Shad. I'm not even sure that Ramchal learns that way. Ramchal learns it's a simple declaration that Hashem Echad, which will ultimately be seen and experienced and clarified and understood and seen in all of its glory and all of its scope, la'asad lacha. But Rashi literally learns that the pasuk is like a different meaning. You know, he's supposed to have to learn what the pasuk means. I don't know. You know, the Siddurim do not translate it the way Rashi does. Rashi, maybe they do, maybe some Siddurim do, but Rashi and Chumash says, Hashem is now only Elokeinu, only seen as Elokeinu, and La'asud Lavol, he will be Hashem Echad over the whole world. Okay. Then there's Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's in paragraph 2. From Chal says that what has to be understood to understand Hashem Echad properly is that Hashem is the Melech over everything, meaning he is he gives the orders. Everything listens to him. Everything is Hashem's will. Everything depends on him. So not only is that the Adon, which is the master of everything, but he's also the king, and as he decrees what each person should, what each thing in the Bria does. In fact, let's go. Really, Hashem, conceptually, Hashem should not, I don't want to say should not be able to, but in a sense, Hashem should not be able to create, and it can't really exist anything other than Hashem. But Hashem, so to speak, he pulls it in. The Chomokum Shatamotzi, the Lord Social, the Kodesh Baruch, the Mosei Amu Sonu Sol. In Kabbalah, this is known as Tzimtzum. The Kodesh Baruch, as it were, lowered himself to create things that exist other than him. Now, they don't really exist other than him because they don't have real existence. They only seemingly exist. They only exist as a manifestation of his will. But still in all, it looks like that chair is in my Hashem. So if I'm deep and I understand that it's a manifestation of the will of Hashem, but it still is the will of Hashem that there should be a chair, which is something other than Hashem. A chair is not Hashem. So that's all in order all to have this ultimate shleimus, and that's why that's the Malchus that Ramchal learns. Malchus Hashem is a lower madrega than Hashem. Hashem is unfathomable. Hashem would not have creations. When Hashem is a melech, so it means he wants the Rovam Hadras Melech, ki'ilu, his glory is enhanced by having subjects. Now really, that's not true. Hashem's glory is objective and is perfect and is shleimus. Again, he created a world of Helim in which he has subjects, and the subjects ultimately come around to recognizing him as Melech. That was his will. He wanted that to happen. And so when we're saying Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we not only are, Malacha says that when you say that, you are thereby, or also, being the Kabbal O Malchus Shemayim. So I said, it's not really so clear where the O Malchus Shemayim. And the Ol Malchus Shemayim doesn't mean Ol Mitzvahs. Ol Mitzvahs is the second parasha. Ol Mitzvahs means I'm tired, I have to do the mitzvahs, I have to listen to Hashem. He told me to do certain things, I have to listen. I have to live a certain way. Doyim do also. Doyim just Hashem and mitzvahs, there's no difference of Doyim and Jew. It's all the same religion. It's only one religion. Hashem is the only religion. If you're a Jew, you have more obligations. You have to serve Hashem in more ways than a non-Jew does. So that's Kabbalah's Ol Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim just means accepting the fact that Hashem is declaring, accepting that Hashem is the king and we are his subjects, which means we are under his control. So not only are we referring to his absolute unity, both now and also logo, when the unity through the conquering of all evil. Evil means evil and flaws and problems and sorrows and aggravations. And the opposite, it's all evil, it's all darkness, it's all hiding Hashem. And Or Panecha gives us light, good, pleasure, the polar opposite. So when we say Hashem Echad, not only are we declaring objectively that Hashem is Echad, but we're also accepting Him as Melech, meaning we're recognizing that we exist, that we are Brios, and He created that system where there are things that exist other than Him, seemingly exist. They exist as His will, but they, again, like I said, the chair is the will of Hashem. Doesn't really exist, it's subject to his will, but it still exists as a chair, it doesn't exist as Hashem, it's not Hashem. And you have to be careful, I mean, you know, some old Avodah Zarah don't appreciate the subtlety involved. I once had a talk to an Avodah Zarah, because it was involving a woman, he was Jewish, so it was involving a woman to get. And we were forced to deal with him. It was under the guidance of Rebecca Kamenetsky's and Solomon Muncie. And so I had a talk to him. I think I told him, Yaakov drew the line when he wanted to come to me for Shabbos. Yaakov said, you can't let him into your house. He drew the line there. But otherwise, I read up on his Avodah Zarah and I talked to him. But it was really a lot of. A lot of it was this subtlety, that the chair is Hashem, or the chair is the will of Hashem. Is there a difference between the will of Hashem or Hashem? Hashem appears in the form of a chair, so you can worship the chair. I don't want to convert anybody here. But it's not, sometimes I have trouble with you. Everybody learns Navi. The Navi, I don't know, it's like, it's not pure stupidity and foolishness. It is ultimately, but it's a sophisticated, you know, like evil is sophisticated sometimes. It's not a good idea to just, you know, machavek, you say in Yiddish, just dismiss. You have to understand what they're saying and you have to debate. You're not allowed to debate them. But sometimes circumstances demand it. This was one such circumstance. Well, I didn't debate him. I just heard him out. Okay. Again, it was only reactive guidance. So that's what you do. You Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, meaning I'm saying, look, first of all, Hashem Echad, which means, let's say, Ramchal, in a sophisticated way, is understanding that sentence as incorporating Rashi. The ultimate Echad is the conquering of evil, and that's really what we're talking about. Right? It barely is Hashem is one and not two Hashems. Like, it's much more, much, 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 much deeper than that. So that's one, and then it's Hashem is the Melech, meaning we recognize why things exist, seemingly exist, outside of Him, and that's so that He should be a Melech, because that's how He wanted the world to function, with subjects accepting Him as a Melech.
Rob, is that like Rosh Hashanah, where you make Hashem Melech on Rosh Hashanah?
Well, we do it every day. I don't want to go. Rosh Hashanah is. You know, like you have a Pesach Seder once a year where you tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Right.
But you plug into that every day, twice a day, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if we just did it once a year, it wouldn't really. We recharge. So the power station is Pesach and the Seder and the Haggadah. But then we recharge. Then we get a new battery every Pesach. We recharge it throughout the year. So same thing with Malchus. Rosh Hashanah, we get a new battery. We put in a new battery. We recharge it every day. When we say Hashem Hashma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and we kabel all Malchus Hamayim. Okay. I don't know if you're with me or not, because I'm not sure if I'm with me. But we're at the paragraph of Gibel, section 4, paragraph 4, paragraph 3. V'amam mikol ha'inyanim ha'ele, all these things that we just said about Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which is declaring Hashem's existence, and declaring its objective existence, and declaring that He is the only thing that exists, I mean, declaring that He is the master over everything, and declaring that we are His subjects, and we recognize Him as our Melech. So far that's all, but he said all of those things in paragraphs 1 and 2, From all of that, when we say it, Yotzos told those gedolos latikun klal kol habriya. There's a rectification of the bria. One of the main yisodos, well, not really. I was about to say mesil shishorim, but that's not really true. In the perek aleph of mesil, at the same Ramchal. In perek aleph of mesil shishorim. The Ramchal in one or two, in one paragraph, talks about Tikkun HaBriya, that when a person does the right thing, when a person is Masake himself and follows those what he's supposed to do, he's Ole, he lifts himself up spiritually, and he's Ma'ale Kol HaBriya Kula, because the whole Briya, excuse me, I'm sorry. The whole Briya is there to serve the person and to help the person grow, and therefore when he uses everything the Briya he, so he's Mala Kala Briya Kula, but you know, Masul Sasharim is not a Kabbalistic work. And Ramchal was a Kabbalist. And he mentions it in the first parak, but really it's a major point. It's a major point here in Derech Hashem. It's a very major point in Das Tfunos. Those are the three Svarim that we make believe we're able to learn of the Ramchal. So here he's saying that the whole Bria is Niskan. And there's a Tikkun in the Bria. They have a significant effect in rectifying the Bria. When a Jew makes this, well, maybe with anybody, but we do it when we make that declaration. Because that's really what it's all about. I guess in the sense that, you know, you bring it closer, you say it, and you have ultimately over thousands of years, millions of people saying it, and it becomes a reality in the Bria. I don't know how it works. I'm not a Kabbalist, but he says definitely that it has effects of Tikkun Klal Kol HaBriya. And we know that, and this is what the Bria is driving towards. I mean, but Das Tfunos, and Das Tfunos starts off, and he says, like, we're going the wrong way. Like, we're driving the wrong way down a one-way road. We're driving the wrong way. Things are deteriorating. Things are getting worse and worse. The Reb Chaim lived in the 1600s, 1700s, before the Grah, 1700s. And now, you know, now we're 200-300 years later, and like, wow. But then the Das Tfunos really comes to explain, or at least explain how the worse things get, the better they get. And we're headed, it seems to us like a downward spiral, but we're really headed towards the ultimate shleimus. We're headed towards the ultimate clarification that Hashem Echad. So it looks like it's happening where evil is rampant and evil has the upper hand. And like, okay, so in the middle, like we're back in Eretz Yisrael, and at least half the Jews in the world are here already, which is like the ultimate, like a place. I can't get over what a place it is. And so like that's the spark of light, but even the spark of light has so much darkness to it. But that's what Das Tulis is about. Das Tulis is how do you deal with all the evil in the world, and how can you tell me that, where are we going? Where are we headed? How is this going to bring Mashiach? So now, you know, we were Zocher, not in our lifetimes, mamish, but in our generations, our parents, we were Zocher to see how the Holocaust, which was maybe the darkest, deepest evil since, including Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. It's like sort of like no one even understands how it brought about the Kibbutz Golias. I mean, you know, you have to say that, you can't deny that. Nothing about the Medina now, it's not relevant. Medina's a piece of Choshech most of the time. And it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Maybe they're not so anti religion anymore, but it doesn't matter. The deterioration of morality in society is happening here also.
Well, does the
Ramchal
say why it has to get worse?
Yeah, you have to learn Das
Tunas. Okay. Thank you.
And it's a few hundred pages safer.
Yeah.
But you have a glimpse of how, because in that it's like a Yosef, you know, all of a sudden everything becomes understood, and why he had to be sold, and why the money was back in their sacks, and why he accused them of being spies, and the Gevir was on the young sack, and Yaakov is gonna, and this person is not even making sense, but his accusations are, and then they're gonna be Yosef. So that's gonna be the moment of clarity when Hashem reveals himself. It's like like that moment of clarity in a flash explains everything. They understood everything. So that's what it, that's like a little glimmer of what it's going to be like. I think that, you know, that's the only thing I can compare it to. I mean, we don't have the ability to really trace the line from the Holocaust to, I don't want to say the state of Israel, because I don't think that's relevant, but to having Eretz Yisrael in our possession, in our reshus, where we are free to come and go as we please. It's really astounding. So we're not the Nevi'im, and we sort of sense, because as Meir Kahana, Hashem Yikom Tov, used to say, everybody loves a dead Jew. So there were so many dead Jews, 6 million, and for like a year or two, everybody loved the Jews. 6 million dead Jews, everybody loves a dead Jew. I don't like live Jews so much, but dead Jews everyone loves. So, and that really, the historical mitzvah that they voted Israel into existence. Why the League of Nations did it, that's already, I don't know, that was a nice smash. I mean, it came about because Britain had a bridge, and England had a cheshbon, and Turkey had lost the war. But the vote that they could, back the hating Jew, the most virulent Jew hatred is coming from the United Nations. It's really like, they don't even like their Jews anymore. Because there's not enough of them. That's why they don't like it. Anyway, so I can't answer your question because it's still a puzzle, but it's, you see little flashes of light. Like, who could understand that? Did it take, what happens if 5 million Jews would have gotten killed? Like, it had to be 6 million? By the way, the number 6 million is pretty much made up. It's like, no one really counted them. It's very possibly more.
I mean,
but that became a shrine in history of 6 million. Even, it was sort of a movie, or the paper clips. It's like a Goyish school somewhere in the United States. She wanted a student to have a grasp of the number 6 million. And they started collecting paper clips. And people started sending in paper clips. And that's the movie. It's like, and you can't even imagine how much 6 million is until you start collecting little things. And you say, we're going to reach 6 million. And it just, people, and then people all over the United States started sending in paper clips. And they started, and they were counting them. It's like, hey, I don't know what it's called, the movie. Paper clips. Or paper clips. Something like that.
Concept.
What?
No, I've heard of it. I just didn't see the movie on it.
Anyway, but it's 6 million is like. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not an ovni, but the,
well, look,
you know,
you said
the Chasam Sofer says, I think it's well known, Isa Sakurai Fanai Lo Yiru by Moshe Rabbeinu, is that we see things, we understand them in hindsight. Sometimes we have the ability to see things in hindsight. We don't see where they're going, we can't understand where they're going, really. But sometimes, with Zohar, and in hindsight, we could make suggestions. We don't really know. Without a knowing, we can't know anything. The whole, there's no assurance that Chas V'Shalom, you know, that Eretz Yisrael is, that we're saying, no assurance that we're saying. We don't know. Without a knowing, we don't know anything. So, who knows? Who knows?
Could it be that because if things get so bad, it's like you said before, like you should, like evil exists in order for there to be a contrast. So if things get so bad that there's no hope, there can only be a shame at that point. Like people can't dig themselves out of such
okay.
a pit. I don't know.
Okay, so what is your point?
No, like why it has to get so bad before salvation will come, before Mashiach will come.
You have to learn that. You'll understand when it happens. When there's a Niyosa, you'll understand. Really, we don't understand why 6 million haven't died. Couldn't 5 million have died? 4 million? Why had it be 6 million? Why did those extra 3 million people have to die? Maybe 3 million would have been enough. I don't, we don't know.
So Robert, you look at...
I don't know.
Could there be anything darker than that? So we're to expect darker than that? That's even scarier.
You don't want to think about it, you know.
Yeah.
So we just have to, you know, do our best to prevent another one. If you know how many missiles were in the point that it is at right now that could reach anywhere in Israel, you would get scared. But the government, like, and the media is complicit with shutting out the news of all the missiles that are aimed at Israel and could reach Israel and Iran. You know, you look at a map, it's Kemes Beit Shivim Zeilim, it's literally true. Not a joke. And people are getting now killed every day, ever since Netanyahu's president for becoming defense minister. More people killed every day, virtually. We don't know where it's headed. You know, we think it's headed, we took one step back. Who would have thought that everybody was like so messianic, and then the whole Gush Katif was given over to the Arabs? We still can't believe it happened. I still can't believe it happened. Like two steps back, one step forward, one step back, two steps forward. Who knows? We don't know. I certainly don't know. But certainly we're living in very... anyway, so now you'll have more kavanah. If you can rectify the Bria without the Tzaros by saying Kriyashma with Kavanah, So maybe we can avoid. All these things I mentioned, Yotzos, Tolos, Tudolos, Lesikun Klal Kol Abriya, that rectifies the Briya. The Zeh. What does that mean? Ki Ulam Sidre Habriya V'chonani Oseva, its patterns, its systems, Usudorim V'derech are set up in such a way no das, when it becomes known, and Motibok will grow up, and everybody admits to it, sees it, and it's clear. I said, then there's light. Nitzel Babruim called Tub, Chol Shalva. It's also hard to understand. Anxiety is that people will be happy and calm. Everything will be good. The whole Bria will be discovered. Again, we will, you know, we have Tzoros now, and everybody has Tzoros, and everybody. And then it's all a result of the Choshech in the world. Again, one of the main Yisodas you should walk away from Baruch Hashem with, in my opinion, is that everything is connected to the spiritual world of Mala. Everything and every event. And this Choshech, like that means this Kilpul in the old levels, and this Kilpul, and that manifests itself as Kilpul down here. But the Bria set up that the more Malchus Hashem is no das, the more the Bakol Brua, Nimsa Mabrun, Kotu Bakol Shalva, Babrocha, Misrabes Bohem, Ushlomo, Misgadel, but Ubis Porates, Avodim, but when the servants rebel, Ve'eno mishtavdin umodin umalchusa yuzbarach, kol tuf choser, v'achoshek v'skabem arona sholekes. But it's up to us. Hashem is Hashem. We have to clean the window from the mud. Or maybe, as Peter said, we are the ones muddying the window and not allowing the sun to shine in. V'nei nimshachim in yonam elu b'darkei Hashem v'kol chelkei ha-briya. All parts of the Bria are subject to this sliding scale rule. El Yonim, Atachtonim, Shemayim, the Oretz, Apalim, Manifalim, those who are act and those who react. Moshe Bechanam Chel Grishon. Ulam, however, Yos Malchusan is born, no das, or no das. That's us. Nimshe Vali Masei Atachtonim. That for sure is dependent on mankind. That's why he created man. That is the job of man. That is what our to make Malchuso known in the world. And when you hear people saying they're going to make a Kiddush Hashem, I don't know if they have the right idea in mind when they say the words Kiddush Hashem, but this is the idea they're talking about. To make it. They may mean something else, but this is the idea that Ramchal is saying, is to make it, whatever degree we can make it clear that this is the MS, this is the rectification of the Bria, and Hashem, well, Kim, Hashem is MS, whatever degree we can do that. So we're rectifying the Bria, because that is completely, totally on us. And the rectification of the Bria will bring in its wake, Kol Tuv, Kol Shalva, even Luchas HaNefesh, of people. So the more, and that's up to us. The Chol Varnas Bole, I saw them in Mekomo. Ach Mashatzorach Adol in Yoneinu, what we are talking about now, when we're talking about Kriyashma, Shaviyata, Mishayofi HaVori Yisbar Malchuso, V'yidvach Ololomo, to the degree where Hashem manifests himself, and rules over the world, and it's clear that he's the Melech. He Moshech Mazeh, Hatuf Harav, Hashav Lagdola, Lenivro, Matirbe, Ha'ara, Hakadusha, Batora, B'chol Dovrato. The Kol Kolchos Hara, Yudichbim will be subservient, Pumishubodim, Loyakalkulu Tolos Olam. They won't be able to undermine the good of the world. Be a blow, but to the degree that it doesn't happen, he doesn't reveal his rule, Kochos Ora, the sports him, breakthrough, the shoulder. Kol Todos and Ian Hazeh, all those exist. The Chomokum Shein Shayokho Shom, who Klaal Kolaros, and so Bola. And that's, again, everything is totally in the Malem, and things are bad in the spiritual worlds. Hashem is being master upon of, and from that, that begets all the evil in the world, all the sorrows of the world. So how do you fight that? What do we do? So we may be also Yisrael Meschasti B'chol Yom Al Dover Zeh. See, he's not focused now on doing mitzvahs, on learning Torah. That's, everything has its place, everything is a weapon in the arsenal. Now he's talking about Kriya Shema. When we say Kriya Shema every day, twice a day, and we're Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim every day, we plug in, we recharge that battery, and we declare Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Mekabel Malchus Yisbarach. And that's why such a key part of Kriya Shema is to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, to say Hashem is the Adon and the Melech, and we serve Him, and we exist to serve Him, and we only exist as manifestations of His will, and we exist as such in order to serve Him and to declare Him to be our Melech. Modim u'malibim u'mafihem, it has to be believed also, not just screaming Shema Yisrael. So when we do that, okay, it's hard to understand this, believe it. You say, well, I do it every day. Why is the Mashiach here already? Mofiyah kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo, this has an effect. It has an effect. Well, this is Ramchal talk. This is Ramchal talk. You're making a rectification if you do this powerfully and sincerely and really and the stick. There is some rectification added to the world, and that takes away whatever sorrow, it takes away the mess that the world's in to whatever degree. Mofiyah kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo v'kochos hara nichven takas hatov v'nim shekas habracha li'olam. So you say, yeah, it's not so, you know. Remember, there's billions of people out there, and billions of events, and billions of things, and every day people do things. So you say, well, you know, during the Holocaust, for example, people say Shema Yisrael, like what happened? Not enough, and not so sincerely, and not powerfully enough, and it couldn't overcome the evil done by whatever, say, the reform movement, and all the downward trend of Yiddishkeit in Europe at that point.
Doesn't this mean you should go out and do Kira to get all the rest of the world to be saying Shema Yisrael? I mean, isn't this a big call for Kira?
There's a lot of things that need the tikkun. Here is one of them, as it is. But, you know, we have to be the care of ourselves also. So that's why, and there's a lot of people in the world, and there's a lot of pieces to the jigsaw puzzle. Everybody has his place. Everybody's inspired to do what they think they should be doing. Ramchal is, you know, some people have to do this directly, some people can do this indirectly, some people support Kiruv, some people are Makarev themselves and their families, you know, yeah, your first Kiruv could be is at home. That's the first Kiruv. So, this is not a personal manual telling each person what their job in this world is. It is telling us major concepts. You know, so look, if someone reads this and they're inspired and they quit their jobs and they, you know, leave Kailal and they, you know, okay, I'm going to do Kira because of this Ramchal, that's probably not wise. So why are we going to do Ramchal? Because it's important to know where things are. And everybody, you know, so everybody, first of all, you would say, Krishna, come on, that's first of all. Second of all, if an opportunity arises to explain the Torah view to someone who is far into it, so you can have that, you can take that opportunity, and that's not necessarily what we think of as kirub, it's just taking advantage of opportunities. Again, it means putting more kovos into my own life. I have to be makar of myself also, right? And then my family, and then, so that's why there's so many people in the world, because different people's neshamas are inspired to do different things. Some people go to Russia and try to get back to Russian Jews, and some people do this, and some people do that, and some people sit and learn, and some people do chesed. It's not meant to be, for that you have to have yechidus. You have to have yechidus. But yes, somebody, what my personal challenge is, where do I fit into this? We're not learning where I fit into this. The Ramchal is teaching us, a system. It's like you learn about the system of the government, But where do I fit in? Okay, I'm going to be president. Because when I'm out of it, it has to be a seminar. Maybe you have to do this. But like everybody has different, there's a lot of people in the world, there's a lot of parts of need rectification. And at the very least, but this is why Shema Yisrael is so important. And this is why we're going to learn soon that when you say Shema Yisrael, you have to have in mind to be prepared to die on Kiddush Hashem. Like, which is a din. It's not Ma'ake, Kriya Shema. It's not Ma'ake. Kabbalah Zaman for Shemaim is probably Ma'ake. You have to think Hashem was the Melech. And it's not so simple, but don't say the word Melech there. But it's in every halacha sefer, and it talks about Kriya Shema, it talks about Kabbalah's Omach L'Shamayim. And Ramchal is struggling, and it's trying to explain where in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad lie. Well, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Solim, perhaps maybe that will remind us of Malchus. But then, it's like, what's the connection? Well, because this is, he's going to talk about that, because this is where the Bria has to be headed. This is what we're trying to rectify. So if I can do my part in clarifying that Hashem Echad by giving up my life in order to make that point, that's like the ultimate sacrifice. And that's powerful. That's maybe more powerful than going to Russia and being Makarim, 15 teenage girls. I'm not knocking that, but you see, that's like the ultimate statement. Because for a person to say, I'm ready to give up my life for this idea, because the real, again, it's we're talking about a Kiddush Hashem and the serious nefesh is a sense of, die because you're Jewish is a problem. It's not like what we think automatically of dying. Okay, I talked about it in shul at length a few weeks ago. That's a question. It's a problem. Many achronim grapple with how in the world is that Kiddush Hashem? How? But the real, I went into that. Kiddush Hashem is, I'm Rav Avinu going into the thing, we don't want to, if you have a choice to announce Yiddish Gai Chas V'Shalom or to die, you're ready to die. Because that is Hashem's reality, and your acceptance of that reality is more important to you than your own life. So that is the ultimate that you can do. That's the ultimate rectification. So as you say Shema Yisrael, you're supposed to think that you're ready to do that. As I talked about a few 2 years ago, when they were stabbing people in the streets, I actually talked about it also. I said, you have to prepare yourself that you can get stabbed. Again, it's a little complicated, because they're not really giving you a choice to convert. Although, if you would convert, they wouldn't kill you. Okay, enough. I have to go to Melcha. I'm afraid, I'm sorry. I apologize profusely. But I can't give you this Wednesday.